But first, since November's election, a number of groups and causes have noted an uptick in interest from people either wanting to support the new administration or oppose it. The Maricopa County Democratic Party says it's seen its numbers spike over the past few months, with higher than usual attendance at precinct meetings and more calls than normal at party offices. With me to talk about this are Stephen Slagaki, chairman of the Maricopa County Democratic Party, and Miguel Medrano, the county party's executive director. And Stephen, let me start with you. What have you seen numbers-wise over the past several weeks?
You know, we have seen an incredible turnout lately since the election and since the inauguration of President Trump. We have seen hundreds of more people getting involved, coming to meetings. It's really exciting that all these new people are coming and being a part of the process.
Do you attribute it directly and maybe solely to President Trump?
I think that's a huge part of it. I think people are definitely, they're scared, they're nervous, they're not quite sure what's going to happen. You know, we're getting people that are involved for the first time ever, that they want to make a difference. They don't like what's happening, the direction that we're going, and they want to get involved to make a difference.
Miguel, in what capacity are people looking to get involved right now?
Really at every level. I mean, I think we've seen a growth in the number of people reaching out to us specifically for information about being a candidate.
So people want to run now.
People are ready to run for office. They're ready to take, be a part of this fight that we have going on in our country. And it's exciting to see people take those leadership positions. But all the way down to just regular everyday volunteer, they want to know more about the process, how to get involved, what it means to be a part of the party.
Were you expecting this?
I didn't expect it at this level. After every 4 years, after these big elections, general elections, we have kind of a lull. I mean, we are always working, but we never would have expected to be as active as we were on election day, every day since the election.
So it sounds like this is sort of the opposite of what happens. You have a big election, everyone sort of exhales and maybe takes a little bit of time off before reengaging. It sounds like after this election, the activity sort of heightened a little bit.
Absolutely. For us, for the Democratic Party, we have had meetings that normally there have been 18, 20 people at a meeting. There's 157 now. You know, we had a meeting in South Phoenix that there's normally 80. There was almost 260 people. The amount of new people, it's incredible.
Are you finding this countywide? Are there particular parts of Maricopa County where you're seeing more of an increase than others?
I would say it's everywhere, which is very exciting. We're seeing places that have never had such a large Democratic base that are turning out. In North Scottsdale, where there's normally 20 people at meetings, there was 187 last week.
So, Miguel, how do you go about trying to make sure that all these people who are engaged now stay engaged? Because obviously, there's another election coming up, but not for another year plus now. Mm-hmm. So how do you make sure that people maintain this amount of energy, maintain this amount of interest?
Well, it's an incredible opportunity and responsibility for the county party. So that means a lot of training, channeling the energy that they have, from being afraid or scared or not knowing what's coming next, channeling that energy into things that are meaningful and helpful for them getting involved with the party.
Have you decided which races coming up in 2018 you're looking to target? I mean, how are you hoping to use this newfound interest and activity to try to affect some kind of electoral change?
Well, let's not forget the elections in 2017. Super important for us. Remember to fight for every single seat. And that's what we'll be doing. So in 2017, we have school board races coming up, and we have the city council elections coming up in several municipalities, but also Phoenix.
Looking ahead, though, I mean, are you trying to focus more on, for example, legislative seats or mayoral seats, as opposed to like Congress or the U.S. Senate or, in 3 more years, the presidency?
Well, absolutely. The answer is yes to that. But what that means is doing the work that we have to do now. We use that energy now on the elections that we need to win now in those school board seats, not only building our bench for the future, but also getting our volunteers involved now so that they're able to have the experience that we need them to have going into those races and we can win so that we can win them.
For the people who are sort of newly engaged and getting involved now, what is their reaction when they find out sort of what the day-to-day work is like? I mean, a lot of people refer to it as sort of a grind, knocking on doors. These are things that are not necessarily the most glamorous. Have you found, I know it's still early yet, but have you found that people are surprised by what they have to do or what you're asking them to do? Or are they willing to be doing this sort of thing?
Well, I think building these communities, building connections between people, it becomes much more fun and exciting when you have a purpose and you're out there and you're meeting your goals, right? So is it super glamorous, that work? It's not. But it is very meaningful work to us, and we're able to share that with them and show them what it means to talk to a neighbor. When they see that that's the case, they're excited to do the work, in my opinion.
Yeah, I mean, I get a lot of phone calls from people that want to fight against the Trump administration. And I say, hey, well, let's focus first on making sure that the people in your own house are registered to vote. That's what we're saying. We're starting at home. We're making it very, very local. You're right. It's not the sexiest job in the world, but it's very, very important. It's vital for what we want to do.
Arizona traditionally is not seen as a strong place for Democrats. And there's been a lot of Democrats have lamented for a while now that the bench is not terribly deep, either for federal offices or for state or, and local offices. How do you take that and talk about, you know, trying to win back the state? It seems like this is perhaps a multi-election kind of effort as opposed to, hey, a lot of people are really upset about the new president. In, you know, 1 or 2 years, you know, we can win a bunch of seats and take the state back.
Absolutely. So that's why we're focused on the local races, get people trained up, campaign finance, how to run an election, how to be a part of the process so that during the long term, we have a bench. Because you're right, we don't have the strongest bench here, but that's something that we're focused on. You know, we're working hard to turn Arizona blue now, but it definitely is going to take a little bit of time. So I tell them, if you want to win the state in 2020, we've got to start working on that now.
Miguel and Stephen, thanks a lot for coming in.
Thank you.
Miguel Medrano is the executive director of the Maricopa County Democratic Party. We also heard from Stephen Slagaki, the county party's chairman.
And we've also reached out to the Maricopa County Republican Party to find out what they've seen over the past few months. We'll bring you that conversation as soon as it's scheduled on the show.